type of work in the city than you do over here.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean exactly?
I can't explain it. People are different there.
Uh-huh.
Different types of work there. More difficult work, too. You have to think different. You have to analyze your job different. And it's wonderful how you can learn those things. And, of course, it is good to have a slight knowledge of that kind of work. Like, say, woodwork. You have a slight knowledge of woodwork. You can almost fabricate anything.
Uh-huh.
I would like you to come up to my place. I can show you different things that I can't explain here.
Yeah.
That I can't explain here.
Yeah.
I made 2 spinning wheels just to see if I can make them. How to use them, I don't know. Nobody knows.
Marvelous. How interesting. Do you still have them?
Oh, yes.
Fascinating.
And then when I start commercializing my hobby, I invent all kinds of ideas. I get brainstorms.
Uh-huh.
It's okay, I made a little bit miniature farm wagon, like that on the farm.
Uh-huh.
But I got it, people want to buy them. So I done sold 20 of them. $35 a piece.
Wow. Hey, that's great.
And it's all from, made from materials that I pick up. We have a window factory here, and they get stuff getting crates. They used to haul it down to a dump yard, which was a half a mile from my house.
Uh-huh.
Boy, girl, talk about your beautiful lumber. Went and got down there. Oh,
huh.
Your beautiful lumber dump. And
amazing.
I make birdhouses with that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I must have sold 200 birdhouses already.
Oh, birdhouses are popular, yeah.
Yeah, I still got about 8 or 9 of them left. I get $4 a piece for them, $4 a piece for them.
That's fantastic.
And I make gavels. The organization, San Antonio, what I mentioned a while ago, runs him. They buy my gavels.
Uh-huh.
So
That's fascinating.
I got an order for making 6 of them now, but I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Fascinating. I love it. Well, tell me, in the living room that you had here, can you just tell me kind of what furniture you had? Just name the pieces of furniture for me and tell me what.
Well, in the dining room was your traditional table. I forgot whether it was round or square. And it was the traditional 6 or 8 chairs. And that was your kitchen safe, where we kept the dishes in there. And
kitchen safe was in the dining room?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You kept dishes in it?
Dishes and also some food like sugar, syrup, honey, and butter. No, I forgot how we kept butter because we had an ice box. We call it ice box in those years.
Oh.
In the refrigerator now.
Yeah.
We did have an ice box here.
Yeah. What does the kitchen safe look like? I don't know that. I'm not familiar with that.
Sure, I should have a Montgomery catalog with me. I could show you.
Describe it for me.
It's just about that deep and about that wide.
About 3 feet wide?
About 3 feet wide and about 14 inches deep.
Uh-huh.
And about around six and a half feet high.
Wow.
And there was 2 drawers here with these knives and forks and stuff in there.
Yeah, about waist
high. And there was 2 doors with screen wire, with window screen, like we had a window.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was 2 doors with the panel doors.
Down beneath?
Yeah, that's where they kept tablecloths and stuff like that in there.
Oh, I see. And kept dishes and stuff up in the...
Yeah, and the kitchen dishes up in there, up the shelf. In the kitchen, all I can tell you about is it's a wood-burning cook stove. What else was in there, I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember at all about the kitchen. In the bedroom, in the living room was your... I don't know, man. I don't know anymore what you had. Even later on, I don't remember anymore. You put the computer out of your mind.
Yeah. We probably had a certain amount of chairs. And
yes, we had your tables and your chairs, and you probably had did we have any kind of a cabinet in the living room? I just don't know anymore.
What about one of these things?
We never had no settee or couch or davenport, nothing like that.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between a settee and a couch and a davenport?
Well,
the same thing.
Hello, Mr. Bobby Gates.
Oh,
that's good. And the difference is just like a front porch. You have a porch, you have a portico, you have a veranda, you have a gallery.
Okay, now you got to tell me about all those because I don't know what the difference is.
I couldn't tell you the difference either. It's just a matter of figure of speech, you might say.
Yeah?
So, okay. A sofa. All right, you have sofa.
Uh-huh.
You have couch. You have, what did I say? Well, settee.
Uh-huh.
You have